Mixed news from the White House this week for environmentalists and oil and gas companies. Today, the Obama administration is proposing new restrictions on methane emissions, part of a broader effort to slow climate change. It's setting a target of a 40 to 45% cut in methane emissions from oil and gas production in the next 10 years. But the announcement comes just a day after the administration granted the oil giant Royal Dutch Shell a long-sought victory by giving it the green light to drill in the Arctic Ocean. Phil Flynn is following all this. He's a senior market analyst at the Price Futures Group in Chicago. He's with us from the trading floor there. Phil, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jeremy.
Well, let's get first to what the White House is proposing. What do you make of these regulations on methane emissions? How strict are they?
Well, they're very strict. I mean, they're looking to cut methane emissions from oil drilling rock operations by 40 to 45% in a relatively short period of time by 2025. And this is going to put a lot of strain on this industry, especially an industry that has been suffering through a crash in oil and natural gas prices. So it's going to be very, very tough for a lot of these operations to meet these goals, and it could slow down U.S. energy production. On the other hand, of course, the EPA is going to be celebrating this move because they're very concerned about the methane gas that's been released from these drilling operations, and they're afraid that the methane has a much greater impact on global warming than even carbon dioxide emissions. So that's kind of the landscape right now. Now, one of the things that we know is that when we are drilling for oil and natural gas in this country, we've produced a record amount, but because of the lack of infrastructure, a lot of that gas gets wasted and it's burned off to the atmosphere. The Obama administration is going to look to cut that down, and they're going to put a lot of pressure on the industry to do that.
And meanwhile, the administration has just given the green light, as we said, to Shell to go and drill in the Arctic, something environmentalists are very unhappy about. Shell, obviously, very happy about.
Well, they are, and they've spent billions of dollars to do this. And it's kind of interesting. The Obama administration always gives a little and then takes a lot away. So when he gets criticized from the industry about these methane emission rules, he's going to say, well, look, I'm open to new energy. Look what I just did in the Arctic.
Well, how much oil is there? What do we know about the resources that are there under the water?
Well, the expectations are that there's over 20 billion barrels of oil, if not more, and also trillions of feet of natural gas. So this is a major, major new frontier in energy. Now, this well that Shell is drilling is a exploratory well. You know, they're going to check to see exactly how much oil they're going to get out of this particular area. But one thing that we do know, even though we have a glut of oil today and supplies are tight today, by the time this supply could potentially come on a decade from now, we're going to actually need that oil. So I think it's a move in the right direction.
Although many people would say, well, a decade from now, shouldn't we be further along in alternative energies and maybe we won't need that oil?
Well, you know, that's the big question. But what we're seeing because of the price crash in energy right now is that alternative fuels are going to have a hard time competing with cheap oil. You know, we're in this new era of cheap oil, and across the globe, we've seen energy companies cut back on spending, and a lot of these alternative fuels are going to have a tough go over the next few years. So every time it seems like we're turning the door towards more alternatives, we come back to oil, and oil will still drive the economy for the next 20 years, even in the most optimistic expectations for alternatives.
Now, Shell itself stopped exploratory drilling in this region, in the Arctic, back in 2012, not because of government red tape, but because of their own difficulties. It's not easy to drill there. What is the level of difficulty, and is it worth that level of difficulty?
You know, that's a big question. We know that trying to drill in the Arctic is like trying to land a spaceship on another planet. I mean, that's the type of environment you have in. A lot of different weather conditions. And that's the big question environmentalists are acting. You know, where they are also saying, of course, that they don't want Shell drilling or anything else. But at some point, the Arctic is going to be drilled. And if it's not done by Shell, it will be done by other countries like Russia, Norway, and even England that are talking about staking a claim to this Arctic supply. So at the end of the day, it's going to get drilled regardless of whether we try to restrict it or not.
Phil Flynn, a senior market analyst at the Price Futures Group in Chicago. He's the author of The Energy Report. Phil, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy.